Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者, 但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢? 我們也需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
It was with great sadness that a short time ago I received word from Buckingham Palace that His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh has passed away at the age of 99. Prince Philip earned the affection of generations here in the United Kingdom, across the Commonwealth, and around the world.
On Friday morning, Buckingham Palace announced that Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, and the husband of Queen Elizabeth II, passed away. A statement issued by the palace just after midday spoke of the Queen's deep sorrow following his death at Windsor Castle. The Duke of Edinburgh is the longest-serving royal consort in British history and was at the Queen's side for more than her 6 decades of reign. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he inspired the lives of countless young people.
One of the last surviving people in this country to have served in the Second World War, we remember the Duke for all of this and above all for his steadfast support for Her Majesty the Queen. Not just as her consort, by her side every day of her reign, but as her husband, her strength and stay of more than 70 years.
In tribute to the Duke, Westminster Abbey began tolling its tenor bell once every 60 seconds from 6 p.m. on Friday. It rang out 99 times to honour each year of his life. Also, the flag at Buckingham Palace was lowered to half-mast and a notice was posted on the gates to mark the Duke's death. On Saturday, a 41-gun salute also took place for Prince Philip in cities including London, Edinburgh, Cardiff and Belfast, as well as in Gibraltar and at sea from Royal Navy warships. In London, people placed floral tributes outside the palace, while hundreds visited Windsor Castle to pay their respects. However, the government urged the public not to gather or leave tributes at royal residences amid the coronavirus pandemic. The royal family has asked people to consider making a donation to a charity instead of leaving flowers in memory of the Duke, and an online book of condolence has been launched on the official royal website for those who wish to send messages. And next. Northern Ireland has been facing some of the worst violence in decades as loyalists and nationalists have clashed with police in West Belfast. On Wednesday, a bus was firebombed and 55 officers were injured, protesters threw stones, fireworks, and petrol bombs, and chaos spilled over in Unionist areas in Londonderry and other towns in County Antrim. The unrest has stretched over 7 days. The cause of the riots have been due to a number of factors, one major factor being Brexit. Northern Ireland Secretary Brandon Lewis admitted Brexit had created real issues, and loyalists in Northern Ireland are angry that the UK's post-Brexit trading agreements with the EU have created barriers between the region and the rest of Britain.
This has led to some sense of unease, in particular amongst unionism loyalist communities who feel that Northern Ireland's place in the union is under threat.
The chaos was also thought to have been sparked after prosecutors announced last week that no action would be taken against 24 Sinn Féin politicians, including Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill, who attended a huge Republican funeral last June during the pandemic. For loyalists, the funeral of former IRA leader Bobby Storey reinforced the perception held by many within their community that the institutions of the state offer preferential treatment to Republicans. The rioters are mostly young men in small groups of about 20 or 30 people. In some cases, children have been involved too, including one child as young as 12. It has led to claims that the violence is being manipulated by gangs and organised criminals who are staying off the front lines. In response to the violence, British and Irish leaders have called for calm. At the White House, US President Joe Biden said that he was also concerned by the violence. And finally,
the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was really a game changer. It was a one dose, one and done type of situation, which made it possible to vaccinate a lot more people because of its simplicity. But according to the Mercury News, the state of California expected to see a drastic drop in the number of doses of Johnson & Johnson, as much as 90% drop.
This week, the Europe's drug regulator is reviewing possible links between blood clots and Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine. The Johnson & Johnson, also known as Janssen vaccine, has been proved 67% effective in preventing infection and completely effective at preventing hospital admissions and death from coronavirus during trials. The vaccine stands out from others being used because only one shot is needed rather than two. Currently, it is only used in the US under an emergency use authorization. However, it was authorized in the EU last month, and the vaccine rollout is expected to begin in the next few weeks. The review came after four serious cases of rare clots with low platelets were reported after the COVID-19 jab, one of which was fatal, according to the European Medicines Agency. Both the EMA and the UK's Medicine and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency have investigated links between rare clots and the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. But this is the first formal disclosure that Janssen's lab is also being looked into. So far, experts have advised not to fear claims made around the vaccine. However, it is good that extra steps are being taken to regulate the safety of it.
Vaccinating millions of people every day in tens of thousands of sites, you're going to have things like this. And I think it's great that they took a pause, made sure everybody was okay, and resuming after that investigation. We want to do this very carefully, and I think things are going actually much better than I expected. I'm not worried at all, and I think it is good to observe these things and make sure nothing serious is going on.
So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.